Damian, thanks for joining us. This week we're talking about the state of New Mexico asking the state Supreme Court to dismiss lawsuits brought forward by businesses in the state regarding public health orders that have been in effect to slow the spread of COVID-19. What can you tell us about this?
That's right. Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham and top health officials are trying to fend off a flurry of lawsuits from business owners from across the state who say that, you know, the financial losses that they've suffered during the pandemic are just too much to bear, and that the state should compensate them for those losses. Looks like there are about 14 lawsuits that describe the pandemic-related health orders as a regulatory taking that merits compensation. So the state is asking not only for clarification, but asking for the Supreme Court to intervene. These lawsuits come from all across the state, from an oxygen healing bar in Santa Fe to a florist in Farmington to a auction house in Portales. So they are far and wide.
So do we have any clue on when the state's Supreme Court may address this issue?
I believe that the decision is expected to come down in January. But in August, you may remember that the court already has upheld the authority of the state health secretary to restrict or close businesses. So that could be kind of telegraphing where the court may head. We'll have to see.
All right. Thanks, Damian. Now, we're moving on to another story you're covering, and it has to do with businesses in the village of Hatch. What can you share with us?
That's right. We talked to several restaurants in Hatch that are have been hit particularly hard during the pandemic, including the crowd favorite Sparky's Burgers and Barbecue. Of course, they're constantly topping lists for the best green chili cheeseburgers in the state, and have certainly kind of become a destination, but not this year. We talked to owner Tico Nunn, who said that they're currently operating at about 25% of their previous business. Before the pandemic, they would typically serve about 600 customers a day. That is now down to about 125 to 150. So they are definitely feeling the crunch. Now, Tico told us that he doesn't think that the restaurant is particularly in danger of closing, since he owns the building. But other restaurants in Hatch have been hit hard and may not bounce back, including Hot Stuff Restaurant and Gift Shop. They've basically remained open as the gift shop, but closed down the kitchen portion. And the decision has not yet been made whether or not they're going to reopen their kitchen whenever the pandemic lets up.
Now, we're going to close the Business Watch with some positive news. The Santa Teresa Borderplex is growing with another company set to open next year. What can you tell us about that?
That's right. This is a third Asian company that has announced plans this year to locate in the Borderplex region, move into the Santa Teresa Borderplex. Company is called Symmetric. They're a label printing company, and they are set to open a manufacturing location in the Santa Teresa industrial area early next year. That announcement came last week from New Mexico Economic Development Secretary Alicia Keys. And as we mentioned, this is the third. They'll join two other Taiwanese companies that have announced plans this year to move into that area. They're in the Borderplex. Now, they've been awarded $160,000 from the LITA Job Creator Fund and are expected to create 10 new jobs. So that's exciting to see that region continue to grow.
Damian Willis is a lead reporter at the Las Cruces Sun News. He updates us every week on the latest business news in our region. Damian, thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. Always a pleasure, Anthony.